Hello, welcome to Goat Homeschooling with Erin and Amanda. I'm Erin.
And I'm Amanda.
You're listening to the podcast for long-haul homeschoolers. You know, the ones that have been living this homeschool lifestyle for at least 5 years and plan to continue through high school. We're here to help you have the greatest of all-time homeschool by covering relevant topics with relational stories from our own home educating experiences. Our guests are fellow long haulers, experts, and authors serving the homeschool community who will encourage you as you continue on in the high calling of parent and home educator. Hello, and welcome back to Goat Homeschooling with Erin and Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Erin.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. It's just another day in the wonderful life over here. Yeah. How are you?
Yeah. Doing well. A lot bit tired.
Uh-huh.
Our oldest graduated from high school, homeschool high school.
Yay.
We did it this weekend, and I was in charge of the senior class coordinating and all that. So there was a lot of behind the scenes. It wasn't like, you know, you just show up for graduation, you make sure your kid has their stuff. It was like we were there all day and all of the back behind the scenes faux pas that happen and venue issues and sound issues. But we did it. It was perfect. It went off without a hitch.
Excellent. I was wondering about that, all of that with, because I was looking through pictures and things and seeing flowers and, you know, lots. Did every student get up and speak and have a speech, or was it just a
No, we had two speeches, but we had a lot of musical talent in the senior class. And part of my way of leading it was really just, it's their graduation. So if they want to do that and they're coming to all the meetings every month, then by all means, we're not going to pick and choose who's doing what. We're going to let them all do their talents and giftings. And so it was made for a very entertaining graduation ceremony. We had a lot of musical interludes, but it was really good. And we really tried to honor the military family members with a tribute and make it really, you know, showcasing what the benefit of homeschooling through high school looked like. Mm-hmm. And so what I love about the homeschool graduations that I've been a part of are the bios. You know, when you go to a regular public school graduation, you don't know what the kids are doing next. It's really just a presentation of the name and handing over of the diploma. But in our case, the parents hand over the diploma because the organization that was running the ceremony doesn't hand out diplomas. You know, that's the parent's job as the homeschool teacher. So you get to go up with, you know, my husband and I and meet our daughter halfway across the stage and hand her diploma. She handed me a rose, and then we got a picture taken and walked off, and we were good to go. But hearing the bios of the kids, I think, is my favorite part, because, you know, with homeschooling, each school is diverse, each child is diverse, and what they're doing is diverse. And so when you hear this child's doing, going on to college or nursing school or teaching, or they're a YouTuber and they've been successful throughout homeschool, like, okay, we're doing this, or they don't know what they're doing. And it's just empowering, I think, just to see that there are a lot of options. Not everybody's going to college. Not everybody is not going to college. You know, there's a lot of in between those things. Like one girl was going to flip houses with her parents, and, you know, I just thought, that's cool. Well, that's really cool. You know? Yeah.
That is cool. And I think that's really an interesting way to present homeschooling. I mean, the people that are there are going to be on your side anyway, and they, you know, are supportive of homeschooling. But I think for everyone in the audience, they're seeing a kind of a different perspective of that and maybe learning something about.
Well, I asked, show of hands, how many people had never been to a homeschool graduation ceremony, and literally half the group in the audience raised their hand that they had never been. And I was like, you guys are in for a treat, because this is unlike any other. And, you know, my in-laws were in town, and that was something my mother-in-law had said, was this is the best graduation, most emotional, moving thing that I've ever seen. And it truly is. It really is. So awesome. I think it just, that personal touch when you have the families, like, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that have gone into not just, you know, being the primary person in that child's life, their parent, but then also their primary teacher through all the high school years, you know, not their sole teacher, but having that burden of responsibility on yourself. But, you know, that's why we started this podcast to begin with, is to talk to those parents that really wanted to see it through. And so I feel very validated having graduated my first. I know you've already graduated one too, and I'm sure. How did you feel when?
You know, we did not do we didn't do the walk across the stage, and I wish my kids were into that. You know, our oldest was public schooled and did not want to go to graduation. Like, it's just all three of them. None of them want to participate in that. And that's okay. That's not who they are. And it's just not something that they're interested in. Our oldest did go to graduation because he thought that it was something that we required of him. We didn't really talk about it until afterwards. And he was like, yeah, I could have done without that. You know, like, no, we could have not done that. Like, we didn't have to do that. And he's like, oh, yeah. I thought I had to. So, you know, the one that I've graduated from homeschooling, he was adamant about not having to go to a graduation ceremony. And I did buy him the cap and the gown. And of course, we had a diploma to give him. And, you know, we discussed his transcript and all the things. And he's not college bound. And, you know, I took pictures of him. I had a photographer come over and take pictures of him for senior pictures. And, you know, we had our own ceremonious way of things to accommodate for him wanting to do things differently. We did have a homeschool graduation party for him at our house.
Yes, we were there. Love it.
we just had hamburgers and hot dogs and, you know, the things that he liked to eat. And we also rented a snow cone truck. It's like the best $200 I've spent in a long time, you know, like. But, you know, so to have this, of course, you know, Missouri weather, you just never know what you're going to get. And so here we are in mid-May and rented a snow cone truck. And the high for temperature for that day was 54 degrees. Like, really? And of course, this May is absolutely gorgeous. You know, we're you know, in the 70s and 80s every day. And so that was what was expected. And of course, you have to just roll with it. And the kids that were there loved having snow cones regardless. Like, they didn't care. It was unlimited snow cones for 2 hours. Like, you can't beat it. So, but yeah, so that's how we ended up doing it. And so he made bank, you know, family and friends were still able to celebrate him and just do it in his way. And I foresee our youngest being like that too, but I need to have that conversation with him and maybe drag him to, because I would have to drag him to a homeschool, you know, a graduation somewhere so he can see what that's like, or maybe even show him the video of yours so he can have an understanding of what it is. But the older one was like, no, not having anything to do with that. So he didn't even want to watch it. Didn't even want to attend one. Didn't want any, like, no part of
That's
it.
Funny.
So,
yeah, we, yeah. I fell asleep. Our graduation party for our daughter was on Sunday from 2 to 4. I fell asleep by 5 o'clock. I
oh,
was
no
so
doubt.
Exhausted. Yeah. I was on the couch, just passed out. My husband comes in and he's like, it's almost 7. And you told me to not let you sleep like so late because you didn't want to go to bed that early. Like,
And then you're
but it
up
took
all night
seriously
long.
Like 20 minutes for me to get up because I was just so fried from all of the things. But it was good. And I'm glad that we did it. You know, she also didn't want to happen, didn't see the point of all of that. And I'm like, look, you may not see the point of it now, but you're going to have those pictures and those memories. And plus, like you said, you know, people want to help support you after graduation. So a lot of people brought cards and that was just super unexpected, but appreciated. But
that was
you
something
know,
that I really wanted my oldest, the one that graduated from public school, he was adamant about not having a party. And I tried to explain to him, dude, that's where you make your money. And people will want to gift you. And of course, his grandparents came and they, of course, gave him money anyway, but he didn't have a party. And I think he suffered consequences of that. Our homeschool student that we graduated, that's what we did. We had the party and he ended up raking in like $2,500. Like,
wow,
it was insane the amount of money that he ended up with. And it was just a small amount from, I mean, of course, grandparents gave him more than most, but, you know, family, friends, $20, $50 here and there, you know, and it all adds up. And he couldn't believe it. You know, he was flabbergasted by it. And he, knowing that he was not ready to drive yet at the time, he was not ready to, he was not going to go to college. He was not ready to get a job. Like, those were things that were, he was working toward. So once high school was done, he wanted to graduate first before he focused on those other things. And so that $2,000, $2,500, that lasted him an entire year. Like, he used that to when he did get his license, he used that to pay for gas. He, you know, like he lived on that essentially for that first year after graduation. And then when that was gone, he was like, yeah, I should probably get a job. yeah, you probably should. So anyway, it was good. It's good. And it just goes to show that our kids are so uniquely individual, and they can be celebrated in a multitude of ways. Mm-hmm. And seen that way, you know, and still enjoyed that way. So,
but cool. As a homeschool mom, don't you kind of feel like you need your own graduation party? Like,
I did for it. Sure. It's... Yes. At least like our own party or something. Like, I mean, I have one left, so I really need to like have a doozy. We need to have a fireworks display.
Right.
Some kind of kegger. I don't know.
I mean, it is a big accomplishment. And I think that, you know, I hear people say so many times, I could never homeschool. Well, and then it's like, I could never homeschool high school. Like, it's this extra thing that's just so monumental. But what I always tell people is, if you homeschool from kindergarten on, or even middle school on, high school is just an extension of the research that you do as a mom to figure out where the puzzle pieces fit. And then you just put them together and you make their transcript plan or their four-year plan, or if they want to do a dual enrollment, you know your kids. So it's really, it's not that hard, you know,
it's not that hard
to figure it out. If you've done it through elementary school, when I feel like reading was a huge thing, like, oh, how could I homeschool? I can't teach someone to read. Right. And then you do. And it's just the same thing as they progress on. I couldn't teach them algebra, but then you do. You couldn't teach them this, or you find the resources to do that. So, and you know, we're talking to moms who've been there, done that, a lot of them. And if you haven't, you can do it, you know?
Right. And make it an individual, unique experience for each child. And, you know, people say it's so hard to have teenagers. It's so much harder to have teenagers than it is to have young children. No, it's not. It's different. It's the same level of hard, but you, just like anything, you choose your hard and it's just different. It's a different kind of hard. And that's the same thing with homeschooling. When they're young, you're worried about certain things. And when they're old, that you're worried about other certain things, you know, it's not easier. It's not harder. It's just different, you know, and you just have to figure that out. So,
Well, I think too, you know, we're talking about an actual graduation ceremony, and a lot of reasons that people don't want to homeschool through high school is they're afraid that their children are going to miss out on those quintessential high school experiences. So maybe it's just something that our area offers, and maybe you live in an area that has never done a homeschool graduation, or you hadn't thought about, oh, well, my homeschooled kid could have a graduation party too. You know, reach out to us. I can definitely help with you with planning those kinds of things, because I just did it for our local organization.
Well, and if you don't have it, if you don't have that as an experience in your community, make one. Like there's the opportunities are limitless with regard to what we're able to do. We've seen evidence of that with your children already, where you've already been able to do lots of things that you didn't think you'd be able to do. And so if you have a church, reach out to your pastor. Hey, can we use the church? I'd like to put on a, you know, like create one. It's not hard. Mm-hmm. You can just reach out.
And it doesn't have to be huge too.
Right.
You know, I think that sometimes we equate an experience with a big experience, or it's not like, you know, public school. I graduated, there were like 500 kids in my class, and it was at a downtown venue that was huge, like a big event space. It could be two or three other kids that your kids really have grown up with through homeschooling, and you know, they're best friends, and you want to do just a small intimate ceremony with a couple people. Or maybe you could, you know, maybe you're part of a co-op and you and the moms in that co-op want to provide something for the older kids, for the seniors, and the juniors could help, and the younger kids. And it could be a whole like group thing.
Right.
Or maybe you're not part of it and you're part of a support group, and maybe you could throw that idea out there.
Right.
And
same thing with proms, same thing with any dances, any kind of those high school experiences that we have expectation of. You can even create a picture day, reach out to the local photographer and see about doing a picture, like anything that is wanting, that your community looks like there's a need for in your community, do it, reach out.
Yeah.
Ask questions, you know, create it. What were you going to say, Erin? I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I'm disagreeing. I'm like, yes, do it. Because there's nothing more important than you supporting your child along this journey. And if your child feels like they're missing out because they're not getting experiences, or maybe like, you know, like Amanda's kids, they don't want those experiences. Okay, well, how can I support you so that you can be seen for your accomplishments in a way that actually honors you and not forcing you to do something that's way outside your comfort zone that you won't enjoy anyway?
Mm-hmm.
Because we as moms know our kids. And then also looking at and thinking, does my kid really want this ceremony or not, or whatever that I'm offering prom, or do I want it for my kid? And
absolutely.
Maybe there's a compromise there that's like, hey, I had these experiences growing up. I know that sometimes you can appreciate them later. You might not think it's important now, but I don't want any regrets. So offering something is better than not offering something,
right.
Or, you know, just having that open dialogue with your homeschooled kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And I see a lot of co-ops now are starting to branch out. You know, we were part of, and still are, a local support group that wasn't a co-op. It's just strictly supporting the families through monthly meetings and things like that. And now we're growing and offering things. But I know a lot of co-ops have started, or different communities or learning methodology communities are saying like, hey, we're going to do field trips, or we're going to do dances, or we're going to do field day or picture day. And I think that's great. I think it's great to see the way that the homeschool community is growing and changing and offering things that I think will help other people continue homeschooling longer because they don't feel like they're missing out.
Yes.
What do you think?
100%. I completely agree. Can't get my kids to do any field trips or dances or any of that anymore, but they're doing their own thing and I'm okay with that. And so maybe even that's something that will be placed on me to open, you know, we're looking at doing scuba diving lessons for our son. Well, that's weird. You know, that's an odd thing. How many kids would want to do that? But maybe opening that up to, okay, well, we're thinking about doing a scuba diving class just to see if kids are interested in doing scuba diving. Would any other homeschoolers would like to do that with us? And maybe we can get a group rate or something. So that would be something. So we're, my family is weird. We are just, we're out of the box, outside of the box with everything that we do for the most part. There's not too many things that are in the box, in our family. So, you know, we don't always do this, you know, the stream mainstream things that other people are doing. And, but that doesn't mean that there's not other people like us.
So
the same goes for other weird families. You know, if you're a weird family, you have to reach out, and if it's placed on you to figure that out and make an opportunity for other weird families, then do that, you know?
Yeah. I think a homeschool mom's favorite two words are group rate.
Right. No kidding. Especially
how can
scuba
we do
diving
this
is expensive.
Cheaper?
That is so expensive. I was looking at it, and like just to try a class for a, it's like a 2-hour class, it's $100 or something. Like,
yeah. Dang. I actually just put something out, feelers for our local group about a yearbook club. Because now that I've run through this whole thing with our senior class and we have a yearbook for the seniors, thinking, well, you know what? I think it would be really neat to have a yearbook class for homeschoolers. I was on yearbook as a high schooler in public school, and not like I'm an expert, but there's a lot of programs that are like plug and go. So, but yeah, offering something like that, because that's another thing that people feel like they miss out on, you know, a yearbook design or whatever, pictures throughout the year. And it is kind of cool to be able to go back and look at those things after the fact. So yeah, get your scuba class and I'll get the yearbook class, and we'll offer all kinds of things for our weirdo kids.
Yeah. You know, and I still have all four yearbooks from high school. Remind me one day and I'll show them to you, Erin. But okay. I, you know, really the only thing in there that I enjoy looking at is what other people wrote in my yearbook, you know, last day of class. But I bought a class ring because my mom made me. So I got the most expensive one I could. I got white gold with a black onyx in it. Like, I was so obstinate. And same thing with yearbooks. Like, I only bought them because my mom was huge in school. Like, her car was school colors. And
oh, wow.
Like, she was she was in the pep rally. She did all this. She couldn't be a cheerleader because she had flat feet, but she had like feet problems, but so she couldn't do that, but she did all the things that she was very into school spirit and all of that. And so there was that expectation placed on me that that would be the same thing. And I am just not like that at all. Like,
you're not Miss School Spirit.
No, I hated, I was so obstinate and so abhorrent to everything related to school. I'm sure that was a point of contention between my mom and I. But yeah, so it's you make it and make sure that you have that conversation with your child, that it's not your hopes and dreams and wishes for them, it's theirs for their own, you know. And so you don't have to buy the yearbook. And I saw your post about that too, Erin, and I thought, oh, here we go. She's lining things up again. Here she's going to fill her plate and overflow it again.
Don't tell my husband. I'm just kidding.
Well, so congratulations that you got it all done, and now you can kind of relax a little bit. That's good. So you've got another couple of weeks. So.
2 years.
Yeah, well, 2 years before the next one.
2 years before the other one.
Yeah, that's a good spacing. Yeah. 2 years is a good spacing. And then forever and a day until the last one.
Exactly.
You'll be 85 when she graduates.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Oh, she's a blast.
Wow.
So we've got news. So what do we need? What's next?
Well, talking about all of these end of the year things, one of the things that we wanted to talk to you about today is that this is our last episode. I know most of our listeners have probably seen how we've kind of spaced things out a little bit just because our schedule has been both of us having things to do. Amanda's got a really busy and active farm that she's running and homeschooling at the same time. And then I have got the four kids who are in all of the things and getting ready to launch our first. So we've had a lot going on. And part of that is also my husband and I are getting ready to launch our own business with Yay. Homeschooling. So when Amanda and I started this podcast, we're a year and a half ago now, which is crazy to think about, you know, that was kind of the thing that really drove me to start this, because we had talked previously about doing it for several months, was just that desire to really help homeschool parents right where they're at.
Yeah. If we could be an encouragement to one homeschooling family, then that made all of this worthwhile, and not a moment has been wasted. Yeah. It's been a really fantastic journey overall. Yeah. It's been great.
Yes. We've had so much fun meeting our listeners and talking to our friends about what we're doing. And that's just really spurred in on me more of a desire, because this hasn't been a business for Amanda and I. It's truly been a hobby and something we've just put out because we really wanted to encourage and support other families, especially those long haulers, you know, that are like us, that really needed extra encouragement and resources. So, you know, my husband came on one episode with us, and we can link that in the show notes. But so anyways, when he was on, it was just really eye-opening to he and I how much of a passion that is for both of us to encourage, and just how we see there are dads in this realm of influencing homeschoolers and trying to help guide and lead other future generation of homeschoolers. But there's not enough, you know, there's not enough dads out there who are putting themselves out there. And actually, you know, when we go back and look at our stats, the top listened to episodes that we have put out are from, you know, my husband and Trail Life and talking about raising godly men. And those are the topics that have really, really resonated with people and have gotten the most listenership. And so we started thinking, well, it would be great if we could do a podcast together too. So Joe and I are going to be putting a podcast together for our homeschool supporting business, which is called Show Me Homeschool. And Show Me Homeschool is kind of a twofold play on words, because we live in Missouri, which is the Show Me state, but it's not just a business for our state homeschoolers. It is for anybody homeschooling, because one of the things that we hear so much is, if I could just see someone homeschooling or what that looks like, or if you would just show me what homeschooling looks like. And so we thought about that, and that's how we came up with the name. So showmehomeschool.com will be live in a couple of weeks, and that will have, you know, information. Our goal is to have our podcast on there. We're going to also be doing coaching. So I've already started that coaching business. So that could be individual coaching, or I'm going to do like group Zoom coaching that you could sign up for as well. And this is for moms that are really, really looking for a little bit more encouragement, a little bit more specific to their situation, advice, and hopefully that would be really beneficial for someone. So if you're listening and they're interested in that, our Goat Homeschool email is still up and active, but our new email is info@showmehomeschool.com. So if you're interested in coaching or any of those things, that would be great if you want to reach out and let me know what you need and I can get you our pricing. So we're really excited about that. That's a huge thing. Yeah. So with that comes a lot of time and all those commitments with working our own business. And so that is another reason that this is going to be our last episode here at Goat Homeschool.
That,
so,
and you know, I'm busy too, girl. We started this podcast and I did it as a support to you. And I think I've said that quite a bit. And so I feel like it's a ready for a transition.
Yeah.
And I feel like I've supported you as much as I can support you, and I'll continue to support you. And I'm really super excited about it. And I can't wait to see the new website and see what you do. And I know that it'll be great. And for us, you know, we just had sheep shearing day. We have 3 sheep and we're going into sheep breeding and husbandry. And then we do plan on having lamb for sale. We have to expand animal paddocks to make sure that they have rotational grazing and be able to move things around. I do have goats as well and am milking them and have goat milk, raw goat milk available, and, you know, venturing into making cheeses. And I was just making yogurt recently and trying all of the different things that you can do with milk. And there's just so much more to that, you know, so Dan and I are looking at developing a business around our farm and all the things, and he's really good with woodworking. And so we have a business mentor that has been talking to me about business, different business ideas, and what would be the most profitable way of making money for just for safe, self-sustaining farm. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be millionaires by any stretch, but being able to pay for our hobbies would be great.
Yeah.
Like, that's the goal. So anything above and beyond that is just a blessing. So, but we have a lot of Osage orange trees on our property, and being able to turn those into cutting boards and charcuterie boards and things of that nature. And so that's something that Dan is looking at doing. He really loves building tabletops, and he has sold several of those locally. Our oldest son now lives in Baltimore. And so he wanted a tabletop for his apartment. And so Dan built him one, and then we priced shipping, and they have to ship it in a certain way. And it was like $400 to ship it.
Wow.
So, you know, our son said that he would pay for shipping if we built him a table. And of course the table was free. Like, that's a gift to our son, but he had to pay $400 for shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Painful. So that would be something that's local, and charcuterie boards and, you know, lazy Susans and cutting boards and things of that nature would be something that we could sell on the website, you know? And so,
yes,
or that,
I have some of those, and Dan made our bed, and this huge charcuterie board is just massive. I love it.
Yeah. So that was just leftover countertop when we redid our kitchen. Yeah.
Oh,
so
yeah, that's
when
right.
When he makes them to sell, they'll be smaller than that. But that was, he really just enjoyed. He's like, I'm going to make this really big one for Joe and Aaron, you know? So that was just to be silly. So yeah. Anyway, so it's something that he enjoys doing. And of course, he's still working full time. So, you know, that is something that will transition us and move us into retirement, and which is soon, a lot sooner than Aaron and Joe. So, yeah, so we're all kind of transitioning. In our last episode, we talked about transitions and we were kind of hinting towards this. But I'm really excited to see what comes next. And I do think that the goat email will be available for quite a while. And, you know, the website is paid for quite a while. So we do have some time where we can, you know, the episodes will all still be listenable. So you can still certainly share them with your friends if there's something that's applicable to you that encourages you. And so they'll be available for a while. So yeah, so we'll see where that goes. You know, I mean, God is leading us all and is kind of taking us in different directions, and that's okay. And we're blessed by that, and we're joyous for it, and grateful for it. So it'll be cool to see what happens. I'm excited.
Me too. I love what we've done here. And like you were saying, you are the most supportive friend. Like, this has been such a great experience for me and for our friendship. I feel like that just as I've done this more and gotten to know you more, even more so than I knew you before, because we've known each other 10 years, that this has just been a fabulous thing. And I think a testament to, you know, as homeschool moms, we have really put a lot of effort into building community for our kids, you know, that whole socialization question. And to be able to pull something off like a podcast for a year and a half with one of those people from the community
And still like
and
each
still
other.
love each other, yes. I think that's a huge testament. And, you know, because we definitely, we come at things differently. We have very strong personalities. We definitely have opinions on things. And for us to be able to say like, we can still do this despite those things, or, you know, it's just a really growing opportunity for us. And I've really, really appreciated doing this podcast with you. And, you know,
me too.
we're talking
Me
about
too.
next year. How can we get to see each other even more next year? Because my
Right, I
schedule
know.
will lighten up and
Oh, well,
with
do you need me to
homeschool.
make sure that you maintain that it stays lightened up? Because I know there's still a couple of months until the next school year starts. And so there's
I
lots of
know.
opportunity for you to sign up for things that you shouldn't be doing.
I know. Yes, I do need that accountability. I also told my husband, I'm like, I just probably should hire Amanda as my personal assistant at this point because you've kept everything with the podcast so like smooth, and it's just your
It's my
administrative
anxiety
skills are
superpower
amazing.
for sure. It's you know, I just get very anxious about things, and when they're orderly, when things are, you know, in such a certain way, then that calms my anxiety down. So that's all that is. But yeah, of course I'm still here to support you, and if there's anything that you need, then I'm here for that, and you know, you can come over and help me birth some sheep next year. We'll see.
I will support you by buying the things that you and your husband create.
Sounds good.
I will
That
take
sounds
all of your
great.
eggs. I will
Yeah,
be
I need
so
to bring you some
charcuterie
eggs.
boards.
I, you know, we got home from the graduation party the other day, and I went, "Oh, dang it! I should have brought them eggs." Yeah, like I haven't given you eggs in a long time. Yeah.
Oh goodness. Funny.
But yeah, we will
Wow.
definitely have some coffee dates in the future,
Yes.
and actually see each other face to face instead of just on Zoom, and that'll be nice. And yeah, it was nice to like get together the other day and not talk about the podcast. You know, it kind of, it's one of those things that can become all encompassing pretty easily, and that adds stress. There's a layer of stress there because that's not what your friendship is supposed to be. And so there have been times where I'm like, I want to text you about something podcast related. I'm like, no, I shouldn't. Nope, that can wait. You know, I have to sort that in my head.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. So it's good that this is going to be something that we did together that was really great. And hopefully we encouraged lots and lots of people, and that made it worthwhile, and it built us into a stronger bond. And then we talk about other things, and that'll be a wonderful thing. And
So before we go, I just want to say, and I know Amanda, thank you to everybody who's taken the time to listen to our podcast, give us feedback, and support us throughout all of this. We really couldn't continue to do it if we were getting like a lot of hate mail or something. I think that would have driven us way down there. But you all have been wonderful, and we've heard so many great things. And, you know, just the sharing that you've done with your friends that are newer to homeschool. I know we have a lot of listeners that are actually not yet long haulers that are just starting out and have said, hey, this has really been encouraging to hear what I have to look forward to and how other people have gotten through it. So we just want
Absolutely.
to thank you really quick before we sign off our last episode.
And to our guests too. Like we've
and to
had
our
so many
guests, yes.
phenomenal guests that have just been absolutely amazing and super encouraging, and have encouraged both of us and in our own schools and all of that. So, you know, if you don't listen to any episodes, listen to the ones with the guests on them, because they are absolutely phenomenal. And all of the tips and advice that they give has just been amazing to listen to. And I'm grateful for it. And we've made friends in that process too. You know, we
Yes,
do
I was gonna
have
say,
friends now that have been guests of us, and so that's a life-changing thing. And so we're going to continue to be grateful for that for a long time. So, yeah. So thanks, everybody.
Absolutely. We also want to thank Christy Stubbleton for her editing of our podcast through the first year and a little bit over. That made it so much easy for us to listen and for you to listen, and just having that good sound quality. So I know that that's a huge part of podcasting, as I listen to several podcasts myself. Sometimes when the sound isn't great, it doesn't matter what the content is, it's a distraction. So we really want to thank Christy also for editing our podcast.
Yeah. So if someone's interested in coaching, being coached, or if you know someone that needs to be coached, feel free to give Erin an email. And even if you don't, even if you want to give a word of encouragement, give a word of advice, be sure to shoot Erin an email, and she'll respond to it in a few months.
Yeah. I know I'm not the best at email. I'm working on it. But that was one of the things that I had forgotten to say with the business that we're starting is we're hoping to start a monthly membership where we're creating a private community where we can really dig into the nitty gritty. I'm not really all about like telling you, here's what I do and how you can replicate that. It's more for me about encouraging you. Like if you think you can homeschool, then you can homeschool. Let's figure out what works for you.
Right.
So yes, we're really excited about that. And yes, Amanda, be on the lookout too for her website to pop up with all of her
We're
farm
called
goodies.
Dandy. If you want to follow us on our farm on Facebook or on Instagram, we're Dandy Acres on Facebook and Dandy Acres Mo, M-O, from Missouri on Instagram. So yeah, I post on there regularly. I just posted yesterday about Sheep Shearing Day. So our pictures and stuff, which was amazing. And, you know, it was our first time, the sheep's first time. They were just born last year. And so it was the sheep's first time being sheared and my first time experiencing it in person. And it was an amazing experience. We had a wonderful sheep shearer that came and he was very gentle and very kind and gave lots of good advice. And so I'm very thankful for a good experience for our first time doing it. So yeah, feel free to follow us and we will have a website and some things we'll be able to ship. And some things need to be picked up locally. And I know that we do have a lot of listeners that are local to us. So I feel free to look for that. So yeah, but shoot Erin an email. And any, regardless of any of that, if you want to have a conversation with us, feel free to email us at the goathomeschoolingpodcast@gmail.com. And then Erin's new email at
info@showmehomeschool.com,
which I'll have that in the show notes too. And yeah, we'll catch you guys all on the flip side.
All right. Bye.